And this is a long poem that is in progress. It's called Cold Mountain Mirror Displacement. Maybe those things are things for us to eat. A dollar shard winking from the cleft in the metadata. My green is my green. I'm seeking a less pasty mucus. Do you have this life in my size? What if this broke? Chew with your tongue, taste with your teeth, mince the open sea of everything together with a piquant margin of error. Commands, imperatives, monads basking in the reptile house heat of paid time off benefits to sprout dumb, hungry leisure feelers. But where would the language be without leisure? More projects, less projections. I'm tired of the word parse, but I can't think of a better one to describe what I can't do. I'm just looking for a dear, dear friend of mine, name of derelict spacecraft, name of this quiet earth, name of Eggtooth, guardian of doorways. If it demonstrates form, I'll feel better about myself. But for those who love to be admonished, the crumpled poems I pelt strangers with represent evidence of parallel quantum realities, bad taste in mouth, refusal to participate in group mirror gazing. The general faints on stage, and we are all worried, even though we know all the tricks, learn them fair and square from the scroll. While they're out polling, we'll troll for new circulars. The plan is an intervention by screaming tires. Plenty of smoke, rubber, and piezoelectric discs in the pantry. Scads of abnegations made in the name of life extension. Have a blessed one. This is where the work is now. The general is awakened by a unanimous storm of claps. Don't pull that focus with me, Chowderhead. We both know the war room is also the mess hall.